Smosh Mouth is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice.
Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you.
Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shane.
And I'm Amanda. And we have a very special guest with us today, Ian Hecox.
Hey.
Hi, Ian. It's been a minute.
Hello. So okay. I was just trying to figure out which camera was
mine. Okay.
I think it's that one.
I think it's A.
It doesn't matter.
You think
really
it's A?
No, it's B.
A. Yeah, it's B.
It's camera B and it's A. It's gonna for be all of B. Us.
We start rolling and I forget the cameras are here.
Oh,
that's cool.
God.
I'm just in the moment. Living my real life,
vibing,
having an actual conversation.
Like in our backyard, in the garden. We're just hanging out as friends.
Dude, should we move Smosh Mouth to a garden?
That would be so sick.
I would literally love that.
Yeah.
That'd be incredible.
And we're just like picking like fresh tomatoes and just chomping on them.
Yeah.
Be so good for sound.
Yeah, just that squirting tomato sound.
Scott's life would be horrible.
Your mic is just crusted with seeds everywhere. You're just
There's
like,
a caterpillar
oh,
crawling
this one's
across
mine.
It. but we're going to do that.
Okay.
That would be awesome.
Smosh Garden.
Before we continue this conversation, we're playing a little game today.
Yeah.
Today we are playing Secret Words. Something other podcasts have done. Selena pitched this idea to us. Sounds a lot like a lot of fun. So each of us have 5 secret words that we have written down. And whenever someone else says one of those words, you get a point.
Mm-hmm.
And we all have 5.
Yep.
Here are our secret words.
My secret words are douchebag, sieve, C-I-V as in civilization, Anthony, minivan, and wine. Bonus points for Cabernet Sauvignon.
My words are dynamite, George Bush, meme, island, and Jeff Probst. Or however you say his name. Probst.
Okay, here are my secret words. Scotland, top hat, sunrise, slippery slope, ceviche.
Okay, now we're back.
We're back.
Oh.
Did you guys hear any of that?
I heard every word you said.
What are they?
You said, Beyonce.
No.
Fuck.
No.
If you're trying to guess her secret words, you're gonna say them, and then she's going to
get
points.
A point. So I
but
have
I
to kind of like
word.
Bait you into it a little bit, but not too hard.
Yeah, you can't be obvious.
No, you can't be obvious.
Yeah,
it's like
hey, what are the names of the members of the Backstreet Boys?
Ooh.
I'm not doing this because that's clearly one of yours, huh?
Ian, you would make Chris Kirkpatrick one of your secret words. I don't. If
Maybe I did.
Everyone's
Maybe
probably
I did.
Like, who's that?
Seriously.
He's
honestly,
the one with the goggles.
Yes.
Oh, I only know it from the Eminem lyric.
Yeah.
Chris Kirkpatrick, you can get your ass kicked.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
He was cool.
Luckily, Eminem's one of my secret words.
Shit.
Really?
No.
Come on,
I wouldn't just tell you.
It's all rappers. Like, he just wrote all.
But now I know that maybe one of your secret words is one of the Backstreet Boys.
I mean,
NSYNC Boys.
I don't think he's.
Did you say NSYNC or Backstreet Boys?
I'm not telling you now.
Because Backstreet Boys is not Chris Kirkpatrick. Patrick,
you're
that's
correct.
NSYNC.
Well, you're giving me another point, huh?
What did you do? What have you done? Okay, but also we're playing Secret Words, but we're gonna be talking about reality shows.
Yeah,
and life, and ourselves, and what we're interested in.
I feel like a year ago, Ian, we wanted to get you on here and talk about reality TV because you're a big fan of reality television.
Yeah, I'm kind of like I still consider myself a reality TV baby. I didn't get into reality TV until the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
He's a baby.
Love is Blind is oddly what got me into it, because I was like, huh, this is the worst show ever. I'm going to watch it.
Now there's 8 seasons and all over the world.
Yeah. And I've seen all the American ones. I watched Love is Blind Japan, which is incredible.
Did you watch the Brazil one?
No.
Those people, very passionate. They're mm-hmm. all covered in tattoos. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
I'll have to think about that one.
Love is Blind, yeah. I didn't watch a lot of reality TV for a long time. I used to watch a ton of it when I was younger.
Oh.
In the 2000s, you know, you had that stretch where reality TV was...
Like what? What were you watching?
Everything. I mean, from 2000 to 2008, reality television was at, I think, its most insane, right? That's when they had zero empathy for people.
Was that the beginning of Survivor?
Yes. So the first five...
And the some of the worst...
Oh, horrible stuff. I was talking to someone the other day about The Swan.
Me, The Swan.
Do you remember? So it started with Extreme Makeover, when they're like, we're going to just make you a better person by doing all this plastic surgery, doing all these things on you. Mm. And it was like, okay. And then they were like, let's make The Swan, where it was that, but just dialed up to 15.
Well, it's like, we did it with homes. Now, why don't we do it with people?
No, it's so
Extreme Home
terrible.
Makeover was the spinoff.
Oh.
It was Extreme Makeover, and then Extreme Home Makeover was after.
The Swan was literally plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they come out in gowns in a castle to a big mirror, and they go, oh my God, they don't know any of the surgery that they're getting done.
They're not allowed to look at a mirror the entire time.
Yep.
And I mean, it was just
risky.
It was so extreme. And obviously, there's nothing wrong with people getting plastic surgery, but the way that it went about it was just kind of terrifying.
Yeah.
Like it was shocking.
It was such a bad show.
I think they followed up. I remember listening to something and they followed up with one of the contestants, and she was very positive about her experience. And it's like, great. Like, you know, if that worked out for them, I'm happy. Because I think a lot of the people in Biggest Loser, which was another wild show from that time.
Remember them walking down the hill all at once? They all walked down the hill at once.
Oh man.
Do you remember that intro?
No, but I can imagine.
Guess it was
but
just
like
me.
A lot of those people wound up because the mechanisms through which they lost weight didn't really work out for most of them in the long run. A lot of them after the show gained all of their weight back.
And it was run by that famous
Jillian Michaels.
Jillian Michaels.
Is that one of your words?
It's not. Actually, I was just thinking in my head. Why didn't I do something like Jillian Michaels?
Jillian Michaels was everywhere.
She was everywhere.
Yeah.
Where is she now?
That's a good
She's probably still working
question.
Out.
But you guys aren't talking about, you guys haven't
No, those are
the,
different.
The sexiest of the reality shows from back then.
The sexiest. Let's see. There's Survivor.
Sexy.
There was The Challenge. There was...
Those aren't
no,
sexy.
No, it's the one where they're trying to get people to cheat.
Oh, Temptation Island?
Yeah.
Dude.
I never watched that.
I never watched Temptation Island.
Is that with the cone?
What?
That's too hot to handle. Wait, is it?
What?
Remember when they bring out the cone? I'm like, dun, dun. You guys
There's
can't
a cone?
Touch.
What show
and they
are you
all
talking
have to
about?
Fuck the cone.
Put the cone on and don't fuck.
I think it's too hot to handle.
Well, that was later, because that's a Netflix
one. Temptation Island.
Temptation Island started forever ago, and it's just
was it on
absolutely horrendous.
Fox or something?
Yes. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was on Fox, and it was
this is before Netflix and all that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it was they were getting people that were they engaged or something?
I just think they're in long...
God. They were in a long-term relationship.
Yeah. They take people who are in long-term relationships, right? Men and women. And they split them off, and the women live in one house, and the men live in another house, and then they bring a bunch of single
hot people,
single
really
hot men
hot
and women
people.
To be in
That's
the opposite houses.
Hard.
And the way it also the way it also works is, so the women are in this house with a bunch of hot guys, the men are in this house with a bunch of hot women. There's a red light in each of their houses. And the red light goes off whenever someone's fooling around in the other house.
I did not know this.
Yes.
I never watched
devastating
the show. I never watched the show.
So, and get this, there's I heard about
Shane watched a lot of it.
No. There was some recent drama with Temptation Island in Spain.
It's still happening?
It's happening, and it's happening all over the world.
Okay.
People are being tempted everywhere.
Oh my God.
So in Temptation Island, Spain, I got served all these clips on TikTok. They had these two houses on the beach, and there's this couple. They'd been in a relationship for 10 years.
Oh, God.
And what they also do is they do challenges that kind of force the people into
these. Right, of course. Kiss.
So it's like, oh, we're doing a challenge where the women give the men lap dances. And that's the challenge.
Oh, so
and so you have no choice.
Love
so,
Island just
but
took
then
all
they're
that.
Also constantly showing each other footage. They're displaying footage to the other houses. And so they show this footage to the other house of like, here's your boyfriend getting a lap dance from this girl. Mm-mm. And so the girl then sees that and goes, oh, well, if he's doing this, then I'm going to go do crazy stuff. And then what it culminates
so
in,
bad.
What it culminates in is he gets the opportunity to go and get to watch a live stream of the other house. They're like, you can go watch what the other house is doing live. And he's like, okay, I want to go see what the other house is, what's going on.
Are the houses, are they on separate islands?
They're on the same beach, just on the opposite
beach.
Sides of the beach. This is important.
Is it an actual island?
I don't think it's an island. I think it's just some place, right? But this is important that they are on like the same beach. So he goes and he's like, I'm going to go check out this live stream. And of course, she is in bed with another man.
Let's go.
And he's sitting there watching it. He loses his mind in the most like Spanish fashion. He's ripping his shirt off. He's screaming. And he bolts onto the beach towards the other villa. And the production crew is chasing him.
What time is it?
It's the like night. It's like him sprinting across the beach, and they're like, Montoya! And he's just like running, and he's screaming, just yelling her name. And he gets to the other house and confronts her.
He can go in?
They weren't expecting him to go over there.
Oh, my
but
God.
He gets
they probably
in,
couldn't catch him.
They end up staying together. Sorry, spoiler alert if you were
what season
interested.
Is this?
It's happening now.
That sounds
or it was.
Awesome.
This is a couple months ago.
And bad.
No, it's horrendous.
Horrible.
But also,
wait,
unfortunately,
did he pull
hilarious.
The man out of the bed?
I don't know what happened by the time he got to the house. I didn't see that clip. I only saw the clip of him sprinting
running.
Down the beach away from
wait
production.
Wait a second.
I love a good reality TV sprinting moment because
oh my
like,
God.
So
it happens
good.
In it happens in a lot of reality TV shows, and it's so funny, like seeing the whole like production crew trying to keep up with the person.
Yeah. Because that happened with The Bachelor when he like leapt over the wall.
The Bachelor is the one thing like I couldn't watch. It was too cringe for me.
Never got into it.
Was it you who told me that Survivor has more babies than The Bachelor?
That's
I don't
so funny.
Think I told you that, but I love Survivor.
I can believe
could
that.
Could someone Google that?
I can believe that.
Wait, you mean Survivor has more?
Like more people have gotten together and had babies
well,
from Survivor than Bachelor.
That's actually true.
But was
true.
It was it just because they all saw the host nudes?
Yeah.
I mean, but anyways.
This episode.
Smosh Mouth is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice.
Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called AutoQuote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you.
Give it a try after this episode at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold.
Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
I mean, Boston Rob has four girls with Amber, who he met on his first season. And that's such cute. A good season.
Yeah.
It's such a good season.
And the Bachelor is a crazy one because I actually got to talk to...
So cringe.
I got to talk to someone who worked on The Bachelor at one point, like 10 years ago.
What did they say?
They said they're like, oh...
It's all made up?
It's real. They're like,
no.
It's real. But they're drinking so much.
Yeah.
They're just handing them wine constantly.
That's really... And that's what makes me so impressed with Love Island, because like they're only allowed like one drink a day or something.
Not, Love Island
not
UK,
drinking as much.
Love Island in general, they're really not drunk.
Well, Love Island feels like it's literally a ripoff from Temptation Island because they do all those things, lap dances, they do the house. Casa?
Yeah, Casa Amor.
Casa Amor.
Love Island. Love Island doesn't feel as bad because they're all showing up and meeting each other. There, right? So it's all contained to the house.
Right.
I don't love any show because Netflix also has The Ultimatum. Any show that's we're bringing couples in and then we're challenging you. I'm like, that's weird. I think that's weird. I think it is. It comes from such a bad
mess.
Place.
I love the mess.
I mean, look, when you start watching it and you have to keep watching it, but it's a morbid curiosity. I do think the shows are bad. I'm like, I don't believe in this experiment. And I kind of dread Netflix's whole thing of like, this is an experiment.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
seeing if we can test love. I'm like,
it's
no,
like
you're not.
The ultimatum when people are like, I'm fully into this experiment. I'm like, yeah, because you got connected with someone who's super, super hot and you're annoyed with
right.
your partner.
Yeah.
That's the experiment. Like, I watched Ultimatum. I was like really into it. And then I was like, ugh.
Oh, yeah. It's
like, I felt like most of the relationships, the people who came there were kind of in toxic relationships.
Oh,
100%.
Like, very toxic relationships.
You legitimately have to be in a toxic relationship to go on that show.
This is
what I think someone should do, though, and maybe someone's already done this. If you are in a relationship, if someone listening here is in this situation,
okay.
Here's what you need to do. If you're in a relationship where you guys are friends, but you're deciding like, hey, you know what, we're gonna break up, we're splitting our ways, we're going separate ways, but we still respect each other, we still like each other, go on to a reality show and then pretend that you're not about to break up, pretend you guys are gonna get engaged, and then give the world the most dramatic, insane storyline, even though you guys were already planning on breaking up. It's like, hey, just might as well.
But then you're going to get roasted on the internet for a while.
This actually feels...
Yeah, who cares?
This feels like a perfect like rom-com premise where two people are... They're going to break up.
And then they end up...
And then they find out that they actually love each other at the end, and then they get married.
Wow. We should write that. We just gave away all of our ideas right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who is it that showed that guy's dong?
What?
What?
Who is it that showed... Who is it that showed the guy's nudes?
What?
Who?
At lunch.
Huh?
Survivor guy.
Jeff Probst?
Where was I? No.
Wait.
He would never. Huh?
Wait.
Jeff Probst?
You guys weren't there?
No.
Somebody was like, so I didn't know about this. Oh,
no. How did I miss any Survivor conversation?
Selena's making marks on her notepad. There's some secret words.
None of you guys have said my secret word, and
no.
I'm totally screwed.
I know what the word is.
Nude. Penis.
Don't say
Dong.
It. I think that first word you said is it. I think that's 100% it.
If it's Survivor.
It's not.
If it's Jeff,
not.
Is it Jeff?
Is it Jeff Probst?
I don't.
That would be genius.
Like you on this show.
Damn. You brought it up.
Wait.
Well, it's relevant. Because I thought one of you guys.
Was the host of Survivor, did he have nudes? I'm not going to
say
his name
did.
Anymore. Where?
You haven't seen it?
No.
They're old. They're old school.
Okay, so I said.
Like
look,
they're
for
old school. Like they're, you know, it's like.
I just
want
to say for HR purposes, I did not. I refused to look at it. Because it was at work, but then yesterday, actually I shouldn't promote people because I think that was a leak, so maybe I shouldn't be promoting that, but dude, I gotta say, man's is packing.
Okay, after all that, that's what you said. Here's the thing, I know it's obvious. He's been the host for like 46 seasons.
What do you mean you know?
Because he's just like, he's got this confidence. I think, I don't know how tall he is. He's got this.
What?
And it doesn't matter. Truly, it doesn't matter. But like, I don't know how tall he is. I
think he's kind of short.
He doesn't look tall.
And that's fine. He's short. No big deal. Like, it's all good. But he's got this confidence that I'm like, oh yeah, he's definitely like back in heat.
Yeah.
And you know, he's got
I gotta say, it's, because I think it was like pre, I think it was like pre, like when, before everyone started taking like cell phone nudes. Because it definitely feels like he set up like a,
he set up an old Polaroid.
It definitely seemed like he set up a camera like on a table and then.
How does he have the time? He's in Fiji 24/7.
He's just standing like this.
Oh no.
It is full body Jeff Probst.
Wow, Jeff. Was he on the island or do you know where he was?
No, he was just like in a room. And he just.
It was probably the room that they kept him in when he was hosting it.
He's just fully naked. And he's just standing there with the whole hog out. He's showing whole hog.
I wish that was one of my words.
Hog?
Hog.
I should have known.
That would have been a good one. That'd have been a good secret word.
Wow. Okay.
My favorite thing on Survivor is at the end when it's like, all right, it's time to go to like the final thing. And then it's
tribal council.
He leaves the island by like going through the jungle with a machete and he like gets on a helicopter and then he jumps out of the helicopter into a plane and then like takes the plane to LA and parachutes out.
I think they ran out of a budget because they don't do that as much anymore. They also don't. They used to bring the like whoever they'd be like, okay. And the final vote of the winner of Survivor. And we'll see you back at the studios. And they used to do that. And I kind of didn't like it. Jeff Probst, the guy with the big hog.
Oh, gotcha.
And they would bring it back to CBS studios. But now they don't do that. They do it right there in Fiji. They're all exhausted.
It should be in the island.
That's what I think. And it's so great.
Mm. Yeah.
I am a Survivor fanatic.
Stay on the island.
Stay on the island.
I can't believe. So you've seen every season of Survivor.
I think I've missed like the first like. From like 7 to like 12 because I watched the first one or the second one or the early ones are tough.
Yeah.
Because like any woman trying to win is just freaking, they're like, ah, she's a bitch. She can't win money.
Have they always had him on the show?
It's always been Jeff. He's never been replaced.
Huh.
I think he's going to live forever.
I think he loves that show.
I think he like drank some water in a crazy tree. And he,
yeah, man.
Yeah, well.
He's crushing it.
He's got some work done. Fine. He talks about it.
I haven't seen him recently.
Survivor's so good. Like, what are you guys doing?
Is it better now than it used to be?
The main people on, the few people on Traitors right now are Survivor.
Yeah.
Traitors
is what I'm
into. I think it's gotten way better. It's more like, it's just, it's better with the times. I don't think it's gotten like the best it's ever could be, but it's better with the times. I feel like it's more concise, whereas like the earlier ones were much more about like camp life and the dynamics. Now it's like missions and strategy and like who's voting out who, and it's more game like I like.
Is it still like, are people still starving in the show? Because, like, I remember, like...
They're not as starving as I feel like they should were be. Before. They're definitely hungry, but I feel like those ones were, like, passing out.
Oh, like, you would see those before and after photos of people on Survivor, and it is shocking.
And they took that away. They had old things that were weird. They had, like, a mirror at the end where people would look and go,
it's
whoa, I've lost so much weight.
It was a swan.
They took a lot of that stuff away.
Yeah.
And, like, he used to say, I really know a lot. He used to say, like, come on in, guys.
Who?
But now he says, come on in or get in here, whatever the fuck he says.
Who says that?
Jeff. Whenever I say he, I'm only talking about Jeff.
Jeff who?
Everyone else is nameless.
Jeff who?
No. I've already said it.
What if it's just his last name?
Wait, do you get points every time you say it?
Yeah.
This blows. You're a piece of shit.
Moving on.
No, you suck so
much.
I hate you. I just fell into that.
You're admitting it.
I just dived into like my deepest.
Ian is so far in the lead right now. We have to really.
Oh, none of you guys are going to say my words. Now what we're talking about now, I'm like, I'm
Amanda's
so screwed.
Words are like cardamom.
Yeah, no.
Blue, purple mountain majesty.
My favorite color.
I'm screwed.
Well, I hate you. We're done talking about Survivor.
Love is Blind sucks though. I think I said this on the podcast before, but what I appreciate about Because Courtney watched all of like Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah. Oh, like
did a spin-off.
I never watched that.
I think she's on the like final season, right?
Wow.
But it's a spinoff of Real Housewives, right? And there's all these reality shows like Real Housewives and Vanderpump Rules, which are, and I don't mean this in a bad way, they're trash TV. You're watching a bunch of douchebags like duke it out. And it's fun to watch. And then the reunions, they really call everyone out. They make a point of being like, you did this shitty thing. Like, you need to answer for it right now. Like, that's the sell of it. Yeah. But with Netflix, the way they're doing their reality shows pisses me off so much because there are heartwarming reality shows, right? Like, that's Extreme Home Makeover. That's
Love on the Spectrum.
Yeah, like, they have these shows where it's like, oh, this is about to, like, this is about feeling good and understanding people. They try to sell Love is Blind as a heartwarming show, but it is trash TV.
It is truly, so nasty.
Truly. It is absolutely trash TV. The people, a lot of the contestants on Love is Blind are just as bad.
Every season gets worse. I saw a preview for this new season about the guy talking about cosmetic surgery. He's like, I usually go for like, you know, butt lifts and all that. So it's going to be challenging for me. I'm like, why are you here?
There has not been a season of Love is Blind where I haven't seen someone just outright manipulating people and then not getting called out on it.
Yeah.
In the reunion, they act as if it never happened. And it's so frustrating to watch.
I think the reunions are like the biggest miss on Love is Blind because like, one of my favorite things about Real Housewives of Salt Lake City is the reunions.
Andy Cohen goes in.
They get into every little piece.
I heard Salt Lake City is the wildest Housewives.
It's the best. It's the
she
best.
One of them gets arrested on camera.
Yeah.
They arrest her.
She doesn't get arrested on camera because she gets some kind of tip off and then mysteriously leaves and then Homeland Security and the NYPD show up in Salt Lake City and they're like, we're looking for Jin Shah. And they're like, we don't know where she is. So like she gets like a call and then she's like, she makes up some bullshit and she's like, oh, Sharif's in the hospital. I have to go right now. And then they get footage. They get footage of the police raiding her home with like assault rifles. And
how did they get this footage?
Well, they had a door
ring camera.
Ring camera, yeah.
What's like, happening?
So she was running allegedly, or was she convicted? No, she was convicted.
Yeah, she's in prison.
So she was running a telemarketing fraud scheme that was defrauding old people.
Oh no.
Yeah. And
no.
Cuz she lives in this giant mansion. And her husband is like an assistant coach to like a college, not like a D1 college team, but like a smaller college. Mm. So it's like, where did they get this money? I don't know. That's how. So
don't mess with old people. It's
and the too... best, oh. the best part is like, so they were all gonna go on this trip to Vail, I think it was
Vail, Colorado.
Yeah. And they were all going to get
Colorado.
In this...
Mark it down.
I know Vail, Colorado. High altitude.
Yeah.
Good skiing. Anyways.
So they're all going to get on this bus to go there. And that's when she, like, as they're, like, loading in, that's when she gets attacked. She leaves. So all the other women decide to still go on this trip. And as they're going on the trip, all the news is coming in. So they're reacting to it in, like, real
news
time.
News about her?
Yeah. And they're like... You know, they're like, oh, I knew something was wrong. And like, I knew. And then like this one woman who always makes everything about herself is like, I got to call my lawyers. I got to call my lawyers. And like, it was.
You cannot make this shit up. I feel like Real Housewives. I will say my favorite thing is when Angela loves Real Housewives too. And she sends me clips, like her favorite clips. Yeah. So it really helps me just get right to the meat of the funniest part. And they're so
Angela's
funny.
Angela's locked in on all of
this. Oh, it's
like
it's how she unwinds.
So to a wild degree, because as Courtney was watching Vanderpump Rules, she would watch like a specific episode and be like, yeah, this thing. And Angela would be like, yeah, that episode where this happened and they said this to this person. I'm like, you know this all verbatim. And it was... I didn't hear about this because I'm not as locked in on reality TV, but they got to a season where Scandoval happens. Mm-hmm. And I guess Scandoval is just this huge...
Scandal. Deal.
Yeah. So to like one of the main guys on Vanderpump, Tom Sandoval, who's just the most ridiculous human you've ever seen.
I now know this watching Traitors.
I was just going to say this. I now know his vibe while watching Traitors. And my God, in Traitors, he's like, I know what's going to happen. And you're like, what? And he says the wrong name completely. You're like, okay.
He's like, truly like
he's locked in, but on all bullshit.
Did you see his... Also, his like little outfits. Are you guys caught up? Like,
oh, he wears
all the bugs.
I don't know.
And he was partners with whatever, and all the bugs were falling on him.
Yeah,
I was just like
wearing like a bowler cap or something.
Yeah, something like that.
He's wearing silly stuff all the time.
And he's just there like he's so serious, but
he's really funny.
He's an alien. Like I truly believe like Tom Sandoval is an alien.
But so many women are upset with him because
because it's revealed in this one season that he was having an affair for like 8 months with one of the other cast members, and they like so what happens is they find this out at the end of the season. They discover that
basically
it's kind of revealed on camera that he was cheating on his partner for 8 months. And so they're like, we need to get another episode in. So they bring in the crew from Real Housewives to film a whole other episode. And they're cutting back to footage. They're showing how far this all went. And like, they're constantly catching him in lies where he's like, yeah, I think it started around here, but then they show footage from earlier when you're like, oh, wait, you guys were having an affair then.
No.
It keeps piling up, and then the reunion is just insane.
I actually watched the reunion because I heard all about this.
It's a hard watch.
Where does he come from? Like, he's just...
I have no idea.
I don't know. I don't think he's tapped into humans.
No, you know what it is? I've realized he was a model for, like, a long time. He's just Zoolander.
Truly.
He's actually if Zoolander was kind of a piece
of
shit.
It's so true. And when he did, I don't know if you were caught up, but when he did the doll episode on Traitors, when he was like,
oh my God. Well, he's a singer.
That was so funny.
He's a singer. And what's her name? Caroline or whatever. She was like, oh my God.
You can tell everyone hates him.
I don't even know if hate's the right word. I think they're just like, oh, here comes Tom.
They're amused by him.
He gives me the energy as somebody who got D's in every class.
He was like, teacher, why?
Yeah, I just like,
What's going on, man?
For some reason, I can just so clearly picture him in high school just getting straight D's.
Yeah, no. Me too. And he's just like, what did I do to deserve this, Teach?
reality show people are such an interesting type of person. I mean, I talked about this when Tommy was on forever ago, but like, I'm like, it's not easy to nail this like archetype because like Tommy's obsessed with Abby Lee Miller, and I'm like, Abby Lee Miller is a horrible person.
Smoshmouth is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice.
Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you.
Give it a try after this episode at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
But entertaining to watch, and most horrible people are not entertaining to watch. You don't want to watch a horrible person.
Yeah, they have to like.
But I'm like, what's toy the line? What's
I think they the... have to toy the line. Whereas, like, I think some people, specifically on Traitors, are actually very grounded. But like the ones who are grounded, but a little say things so like out of it that you're just like, huh? They have to be like not tapped in enough.
Traitors is fascinating though because you have people from Survivor who are used to playing games.
Yeah.
Survivor.
And then you have Real Housewives.
You have people from Survivor, The Challenge, and Big Brother who are good at the game.
Real Housewives.
And they do it well. And then you have Real Housewives and Tom Sandoval who just have no idea going on.
I love how the editors in that show, because like, I'm sure like, at some point everyone's giving attitude to everyone, but like the editors in that show make sure to point out every time people are just so fucking done
with
Tom Sandoval.
Annoyed with Tom. Chriselle, or I think that's her name. Yeah. She's just like, I'm voting for Tom because you cheated on my friend. It's like,
yeah.
Okay. And Tom's like, okay, I understand that.
Okay, sure.
It's so funny.
It's almost like he's like Nick Cage in a Nick Cage movie.
Yeah.
He's just so like.
People are like, I think he actually thinks people are being murdered. Like, I think.
They're
I
like,
think
why would they put them in
real.
The coffin? He's like, Sierra, you came back from the coffin.
I love the show because I'm like, oh, they're just playing werewolf.
Yeah.
I love
That's
it.
Yeah. All it is.
Also,
and it's so entertaining.
Alan Cummings
is great.
The castle.
Yeah.
Like all the missions.
The dog.
The missions make me laugh because if you are a true Survivor fan, you're like, oh my God, people are going to crush this crazy mission. And then they're like rowing. And
oh,
like, what
the boat
do
was just
do?
Like, they try to row the boat and it just immediately goes into the shore.
Yeah. It's
yeah,
incredible.
That was. I wonder if they like, I kind of get the feeling like those games aren't actually on a real time limit.
I don't think so.
Because
they're barely, yeah, they're just like.
Oh, they're so bad at the games. And I feel like they're actually, the producers are like, just give them another 15 minutes. They haven't done shit.
I think
probably.
You're kind of right. Because then, like even the doll one at the end when they had to figure out the nursery rhymes backwards, I was like, how did they get all five?
Yeah. And, they were just down to the wire.
How did they get all five?
When they were not doing anything for the first 20 minutes.
What I love so much about Traitors is the missions, but also the outfits.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dressed to the nines.
Yeah, it's really fun.
And it's like, very dramatic.
Very dramatic. And when they all like go to the funeral part at the end, the most recent one where they had to like the traitors face them to also, if you haven't seen this is a lot of spoilers. But like their outfits are so over the top. I'm like, in my head, I'm like, did they pack all them? Mm-hmm. Did they prepare for
I assume
them?
They
did
have a
wardrobe
stylist.
Have?
I think they have a stylist.
I think they have a stylist that they pay for.
I think Alan Cummings said that he like they are picking all these outfits for him.
Well, they're definitely picking Alan's outfits.
It's
which,
very cool.
I mean, I'm gonna be real, not all hits. Some
really?
Misses. Some misses.
That might be a hot take.
That's a hot
man.
Take.
That might
know.
Be a hot take. People might be really upset about that.
Yeah.
Some of them, look, a lot of them hits. Some of them, eh.
Whoa.
Trying a little too hard.
But like
just
the
saying.
Kilt, like it's perfect.
I think I think the point
it's
is that he's trying super. I think he's supposed to be like.
Do you
think
he lives in that castle?
I think he lives there.
Where is he from?
That castle.
I think he's Scottish.
He's Scottish. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
So do you think he lives there?
No.
Yeah, that's his
but
castle.
But sure, let's say yes.
Okay.
That's Alan Cummings'
He probably
castle.
Lives in one of the rooms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's a
Thanks.
Weird It's a weird reveal whenever, like, because they, I saw some back behind the scenes stuff where it's like, oh, they go to a hotel at the end of the night, all the contestants.
No.
They're not actually staying.
They don't sleep there and drink their wine and take the bath?
Sad.
No.
Wait, so Sam, Brittany's ex, is not taking a bath and... rubbing his muscles?
I don't even know. With traders, do they have like wine at the castle? Do they have alcohol?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they have a bar.
Oh, yeah, they're drinking.
I feel like they're not. I wouldn't want to drink.
Where do you think they are in Scotland? I feel like they're. Where are
they're
they?
Up
the
in,
Highlands?
Like, the north. They're, I think I looked it up. They're in like the northeast or like kind of north middle of the Highlands. Like.
I always wanted to go.
Highlands,
it's
write it down.
Beautiful. I mean, there's like
no.
There's, just kidding.
There's so many castles up there, and you can stay in them. Like a lot of them have been converted into hotels, so you can go to like I stayed in a castle that looked a lot like that.
They have castles like they have Starbucks. You know, they have a castle.
I think they have
morning.
Starbucks in castles.
Yeah, probably.
Like in Edinburgh.
Actually, probably.
No, I'm pretty positive they do.
No, probably.
Are you just saying they have a Starbucks in a castle?
That's what my friend told me. He went to Edinburgh and he was like, you can go into like a Starbucks or a McDonald's and it's in a castle.
Yeah.
I feel like your friend
Sounds
just saw
so American.
I feel like
me.
Your friend just saw an old building that a Starbucks was in.
Castle!
Like, this must be a castle.
No.
I mean,
everything looks like a
everything's
there.
Old as hell over there.
It's so
I went to Edinburgh and it was just like, you can't walk into a building that wasn't built in the 1700s or earlier.
Yeah. Yep.
It's so rad.
It's incredible.
There's like photo. They have photos from like the 1800s, like late 1800s of like Edinburgh, and it looks the same.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
it's truly, there's no new buildings around there. You walk around, it's like, yeah, it's all old. You feel like you're transported back in time.
Yeah.
It was incredible. I loved that place.
When did you go?
Courtney and I went a little over
a year ago.
It was right before Anthony came back.
What?
Is this when we also went to London? We were there.
And then when we came back, like, it was like the following month that Anthony returned.
So you went to London. Oh. Is this the London
we went
and
to London and Edinburgh. And it was so awesome. Just a lovely time.
Was
lovely
it like an hour flight?
From London to Edinburgh?
Yeah.
We took a train. It was, which was lovely. So
all
easy.
I want to do is take a train.
It was incredible.
Not here, but like over there. I've taken a train over here.
Yeah, we got Metrolink here. You want to take that?
I've taken it. It's fun.
I actually took Metrolink for the first time. I liked it.
Yeah.
It's like good. $10.
A good train is from here to San Diego.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've done that,
love that
a lot. Yeah.
Love that one.
So great.
The surf
love
liner.
That one.
Surf liner?
You just go along the beach
surf
the whole
liner.
Time.
Surf rider?
It's incredible.
I forget what it's called. Yeah.
Maybe you can go during like sunset.
I've done it.
Oh.
It's very pretty.
When do you think they open? Can you go early in the morning?
When do they open the train?
Yeah. Is it 24 hours?
It's not 24 hours, but they do have like early trains.
After 8 p.m., you got to hop in the minivan and get down there.
Yeah.
But,
that'd be fun.
Yeah. Okay. How do we get to trains?
Well,
oh, Scotland.
Talk about trains, man.
Scotland's great.
He said trains.
Talk about trains just to rack up some points for me.
You should go to Scotland. Go stay in a castle.
I want to. When I went to Ireland, my sister went to Scotland. So she met us in Ireland, and then her and her girlfriend rented a van and did the Highlands
nice.
In Scotland.
Yeah.
And they said it was awesome.
It's
drank
it's
Guinness.
Very nice.
We drank Guinness in Ireland. Guinness. Everywhere. Anyways.
What's going on, man?
Who's president when...
No.
When...
Nope.
No, man.
No. Who's this is why we can't have a quiet moment with you.
Who was president when Survivor started?
If you truly made one of your, you would make
I
one
am
of your
not
words.
Saying a president's name.
It's because you don't know.
Correct. But I'm also not saying you.
Well,
you
not,
bait us too hard.
I'm
you
not
know gonna
that? Say George Bush Sr.'s son's name.
He
okay?
was definitely not president then.
No.
Survivor was forever ago.
Survivor was like 2000, 1999. Was it?
What?
Was it Bill? Was it Bill Clinton?
So you're giving him what he wants.
It's not Bill Clinton. It's not Bill Clinton.
You're giving him
Selena's
what he wants.
Selena's not writing
right
anything
now.
Down. But she's pretending to. I don't know.
I think it was Richard Nixon. So, anyways.
What was the first reality TV show?
Was it Real World?
Oh.
And guess what? Guess who was on Traitors?
You're right.
Wes.
Who was
from
The Challenge.
No, he was from Real
World.
Real World,
and then The
like,
Challenge.
Like, the original. I literally saw him on Traders, and I was like, God, this guy looks so familiar. And I looked him up. Original Real World. Because I watched that. And Road Rules.
Yeah.
Like, I watched all that.
Yeah, my brothers are obsessed with The Challenge, which
Never
is like
seen
MTV's
it.
Reality
it's like Smosh Summer Games.
It's, yeah, it's insane. It's a hardcore one. That's why Wes was, like, so
it was
intense.
Kind of a, I was like.
Well, that's their vibe.
I was like, I get it, but, like. Dude, read the room.
I want to say he's one of the mellower ones on.
No, I was just like, read the room.
But that's
yeah,
how
he was
plays.
Like. He was like, yeah, I'm intense. You guys can't take that. Then
it's like,
F you.
Fuck all you guys. And it's like, Boston Rob played it way better. He's like, what an honor to play. As he just annihilated people.
Spoiler.
Don't spoil.
I've spoiled so much.
I think we
should put at the beginning of this episode that there are spoilers.
I feel like we didn't really spoil anything from Traitors.
I don't think it's too bad. I don't think it matters.
Hey, it's all good. You
I had a lot
I'm
of
saying?
Stuff spoiled, and I still really enjoyed
You're
it.
You're not.
It's fine.
He posted on his Instagram, so no. I don't feel guilty. I'm not taking this. I'm not taking this on.
You guys want to talk about video games?
You guys want to talk about memes?
No.
You're literally, right after this, you're about to go play Resident Evil for a bunch.
Yes.
So.
3 hours?
You guys are about to.
Live.
Spoiler alert, we're recording this on the day of the live stream of Resident Evil.
Resident Evil. I am loving what fans are clipping from Resident Evil. It's
I get served so many of them.
Ridiculous and so funny.
You guys are having a blast.
We play for so long that you just kind of.
Lose your mind.
You literally forget the cameras are there.
And you got to the scary baby.
Yes.
Oh, that.
Oh, we're past the scary baby.
Yeah, I know. But that part messed me up bad.
Is this a spoiler? They cut the baby.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you have to find its
body part.
Oh my God.
No, it's crazy.
But also the like walking thing that's
mouth. And Lady D and all of her daughters who are bugs.
I know. Oh, you're with Lady D. That was eight. I thought that was eight.
We already defeated Lady D.
And the doll, have you gotten to the dolls?
We got to the dolls. Oof. We're on to the next two. The creepy, like, slug-looking guy who looks like he's from the original Dune. I don't know if you saw that. And then the other hot guy.
The guy with the glasses?
Yeah.
Jerry Garcia?
He's, like, the only hot guy in the whole thing.
He looks like Jerry Garcia.
That's
Show a photo of him. Tell me that's not young Jerry Garcia.
Kind of, yeah.
Why do you know what young Jerry Garcia looks
Grateful
like?
Grateful Dead?
I played a Grateful Dead fan for 7 years on television. I had to do a little research.
Oh, that's actually very interesting.
You know Ben and Jerry's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Jerry Garcia.
Yeah, I know.
No,
pretty
wait,
cool.
No.
No. No.
Now we're just making shit up, man.
I almost believe that.
No, it is.
No, but Jerry Garcia.
Wait a second.
No, but the Cherry Garcia. You're thinking Cherry Garcia.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Flavor.
No, and I know. Yeah. And totally.
Did he get royalties for that?
Yeah, totally.
They make deals. They strike a deal.
Every time someone orders that ice cream,
his ghost gets a handy.
No one really gets
Speaking of ice cream, I think ice cream gets...
Oh, my God.
What'd you say?
He's sick. Don't repeat it.
Okay, don't bleep
that. You can go
that.
Back and watch this
episode. I don't know how... because I was like, what would a ghost want for like as a residual?
I don't think he would want that.
Okay.
I don't know if it works like that
He's
anymore.
He's grateful.
Anyways.
I think ice cream flavors have gotten out of hand.
Did you do like a bunch of acid to prepare for your role as the Grateful Dead fan?
Yeah.
Shane's never done acid.
I've never done acid.
Mm. He's never even been near it.
That's also true.
And that's
I've
okay.
never seen it. Nobody, I've talked about this before, but I think I gave off the vibes that nobody ever offered me drugs.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's okay. But...
You give off those vibes?
I just give off the vibes that it's just like, don't offer him drugs. He doesn't.
He doesn't want not, it.
I can believe that.
The
well, you give off the vibes.
He's a cop.
Yeah,
he's a cop.
No, say,
or the cops are going to arrest you because he's friends with a cop.
Unfortunately, you
cop.
Do you do give off the vibes of an undercover cop.
Yeah. Or
and
no.
I did when I was 15,
no,
too.
No. You give off the vibes that your older brother's a cop and like your family is like, you know, part of the school system and your dad's a chancellor or
that's
something
true.
Like that.
Those types... do so much drugs.
That's true.
That's true, but...
Because they know they can get away with it.
Not
yeah.
like, you.
My father's a cop. My father's a cop.
Yeah.
They're the ones who do... I just gave off, like, just don't... No. It's a
they're
waste.
They're like, oh, like this guy.
Don't waste your acid on that guy. And I'm over here just like... sitting in the corner with a Mountain Dew.
Like, I'm really getting a buzz off this one, guys.
This party's crazy.
I gotta go home.
I'm getting real zooted off this Mountain Dew.
He's not from the Midwest. He's not from the Midwest.
Hey, this Mountain Dew is really hitting.
This Mountain Dew, I'm getting zooted off it. Hey, bab. Anyways,
I'm
watch a lot of TV.
Who do you think's winning right now?
Not me.
I don't think me.
I've baited you guys plenty, and none of you fuckers have taken barely, like so many times I've baited you guys, and you've said the thing that I didn't want you to say.
Same.
And it's really
same.
Sad.
I need to start. I need to start taking.
Y'all have fallen into my trap so many
Here's the
times.
Deal. I think Ian must have chosen, like, straight up. Like, you have to say it.
Yeah. Like, that's not fair. I made mine interesting.
Like what?
Oh my God, Amanda!
That's not one of my words. You could say it.
It's
no.
At the end, we're gonna guess each other's words.
Really?
I think we should.
I think.
And
I,
we should get
I
points.
I guessed
we should get
one
points.
Of your words earlier, but now I forgot it.
You did.
Purple Mountain Majesty.
No. Yeah. You guessed one of my words earlier. What was it? What do you think it was?
I forget now. I forget. Guess it wasn't good enough.
Shut up.
Anyway. Who's y'all's favorite president from the early 2000s?
I am not doing this with you.
No. Not talking about presidents here.
See, you're like good at this game, but then you're not good at this game.
Yeah.
You push
But
way
I think it's a ruse.
Hard.
I think it's a red herring. I think he throws... I think
red
he's
and what are we supposed
red
to say?
Herring was my word.
What?
It would be.
No.
That'd be incredible. No. That'd be incredible.
No, now I'm thinking my words just aren't... good.
I'm regretting my words as well. I thought I picked them. I picked them wisely, but I wasn't wise. I was stupid.
What's y'all's favorite Ben and Jerry's ice cream?
I don't know the names that well. It's not like something I go to.
I think
to.
Vanilla and chocolate are the best.
I think you said. Wow. I think you said it earlier. I think
cookies
we said,
and cream as well.
I think we said. I think we said it earlier.
I'm not doing this. I'm not going to repeat it because now I'm feeling paranoid. No.
You think I would write Cherry Garcia as my word?
I would believe that. I would believe that, and it'd be incredible.
I don't know.
That would be insane.
No, because the conversation steered that way outside of your control. I think that would just be extreme
luck. I don't know. Ian gets away with a lot of shit.
I was kind of hoping that my words would naturally come up.
Me too.
And they just haven't.
No, and I, my word, and I'm realizing why they're not naturally coming up once you figure them out, because they're
okay.
Anyways.
Did you do Lisa Vanderpump? Did anyone do that?
No. I didn't do Lisa Vanderpump.
Who is she again? Like,
she's
really
from Real Housewives.
Yeah, no, she's from Vanderpump. But
she's Vanderpump.
She's just from Real Housewives.
Yeah.
No, you're
Beverly
trying to
Hills.
Get me to say.
No.
No. No.
No. You're trying to get me to say
you're
something.
You're trying to get me to, you're
Ian?
Trying to get us to say
what if we,
VPR,
what if,
aren't you?
No.
Yeah.
I never watched that show.
Which show?
That show.
That's crazy. If you, then this is more of a game of picking
totally what he did because
words.
He knows that you're watching it.
I know. I should have picked smarter words.
I didn't.
He listens.
It's not mine. It's not my word, but I think it's your word.
It's not. Vanderpump?
Yeah.
It's not. Oh, and now are you fucking with me?
No.
He's messing with you right now.
I'm so paranoid.
We're literally playing traitors right now.
I'm literally playing traitors.
We're literally
right
playing.
So if you were on traitors, would you want to be a traitor or a faithful?
Ooh.
Okay, I've been thinking about this a lot. I think I would be a pretty good faithful.
You'd
but
be
I
an
think,
excellent faithful.
But the problem is, if you're too good at, I'd have to, I would go in there and I'd be like, I need to act like Tom Sandoval. I need to be the biggest idiot. Because, okay, this is a little bit of a spoiler, but anyone who's decently good at the game, gone. By the end of the show, it's idiots.
Of course.
All the, like, dumbest people are left.
Well, that not necessarily because...
Except for the traitors.
Because...
Or people who are playing dumb. It's rare that someone who's outwardly playing a great game...
Yeah, but Zac Efron's brother is doing a good job.
But I think he's gonna die.
He's done an okay job. He's had misses, but...
If I'm going on Traitors, I am pretending to be so dumb. I'm gonna be clueless or like quiet or boring.
I think the issue is like if you go in too hard on somebody that is a traitor,
you're gone.
And you don't get rid of that traitor, then you're done.
Then you're done. Cooked.
But I think also if you are not contributing at all, then you're safe to kind of kill because people are like, well.
Look at Sam and Ivar. People are the response to Ivar cracking up. She's like, "What is he going to do? Just make tea? Like, why is he here?"
So for the people that aren't watching Traitors, so it's all reality TV stars, and then one guy who's like three steps removed from the royal like
Princess
family,
Princess Diana, or something.
And he's like, "quote unquote," the first gay royal. And he's this old guy.
There never was any before him.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly.
There never was an
exactly.
history.
He's this old guy who is like...
Smoshmouth is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice.
Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you.
Give it a try after this episode at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
I don't want to say senile, but like he's really like he's really not there.
What? Yeah, like, he's just like, who should I vote for?
He's just kind of like chilling. It's like, who let this random guy wander on?
And he's old, so like the physical challenges, he's like not pulling his weight. Like,
and he's like BFFs with Sam, and Sam's like wearing the headband that you wore back in
Sam,
soccer.
Who is, by
like
the way,
the
Britney Spears' ex.
Sam S.
Ashar? Or Ash?
It's just like some... Yeah, some random people who are just like, don't say anything. And they're kept around because they're just not really a threat to anyone.
Right.
So and that's how you can win.
Tom Sandoval's still there because nobody's like worried
Wild
about
card.
Him.
I think they genuinely enjoy him. I think they hate him, but I think they enjoy him.
It's smart to keep somebody like Tom Sandoval on the game because he's pointing fingers everywhere.
At the wrong people.
And sometimes they might be right, but a lot of times they're wrong. So if you keep him in there, he's going to throw people off.
And he gets so intense when he thinks he has something. He's like...
Yeah.
But because I think I'd be such a good faithful is why I think I should be a traitor. Because I think everyone, like, what would happen is if I'm a traitor, I'm going to go in there and just be like, I'm going to forget that I'm a traitor and I'm going to play this like I'm a faithful as best as I can. I'm going to be in that mindset all the time and just go with it.
I think that you would be a good traitor because I think if you were a faithful, the traitors would be like, okay, this guy's going
to
know what's going on. Let's get rid of him.
I'd have to be really dumb and hope that nobody else on the show watches Smosh.
I think as a female, I think this season is a little bit misogynistic, shall I say, is because they keep getting rid of all the freaking women, and they're like, I don't know, she seems like kind of a bitch, so I think that she's a traitor, and it's like,
oh, there's some like
guys,
there's some really weird
bias.
All the accusations on Sierra where they're like, you're like cursing.
You said a lot of curses while you were in the coffin. It's like. Because she was in a fucking coffin in her new YSL boots.
Yeah.
What are we discussing here? Like, also getting rid of all the housewives. And I love, what's her name? The last housewife who's, I'm giving so much away. Whatever.
What?
One of the housewives, when some of their friends go, they're like, no, that's my friend. Yeah. When Alan Cummings throws the frame, that's my friend. No, he's dancing on my friend's grave. That's my friend.
What do you think would be your like victory line?
Oh, I would.
Would you be
that'd
like,
be fun.
Oh yeah,
and boom goes the.
What is no,
it? I'd be like, and guess what? I'm a traitor. Oh, and I'd friggin'.
Did you have that set up for this moment?
Yeah.
You just shot a basketball.
Well,
that fits
perfectly for boom goes the.
Boom goes the dynamite.
Yeah,
which is my secret sentence. Just kidding.
We're not doing sentences.
Have you seen?
We're not doing sentences. Wait,
have you seen
Boom Goes the Dynamite?
Boop.
Have you seen Boom Goes
this
the Dynamite?
Is not, boop, this
boop.
Is not this is not
boop, 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 boop,
my secret boop. Word is boop boop boop. No, this is this is not Harambe level. This is an old viral clip. Boom Goes the Dynamite.
It sounds familiar.
It's unbelievable.
Genuinely, yeah. I thought it was from a cartoon.
Do you want to explain? Do you want me to explain?
You can explain it.
So there's this old clip, and it's a like a college like sports announcer, or like he's recapping sports.
Sick.
And
can't believe I missed that.
Wow.
Keep going. Sorry, right. Keep going.
Okay, douchebag.
Okay. Good word. I love that word.
So he's recapping like some sports highlights for the basketball team.
Uh-huh.
And what happens is I think his prompter goes out. So he doesn't have any of the like words coming through.
Bad.
So he's now just seeing this highlight clip of like basketball players, and he's like, and they made it down the court, and he shoots there, and boom, boom goes the dynamite. And he just keeps saying boom goes the dynamite.
Wait,
whenever they
I
make a
that.
Shot. It's so incredible.
Anytime a teleprompter goes out, people literally lose their mind. They're like.
Oh,
I don't know who I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're
scary.
Talking about, you're, I mean, luckily for him, it was sports, which is fine. But if you're talking about a heavy subject, then you'd have to just say, oh, the teleprompter. Whatever.
Yeah, but it sounds like he didn't really know like what was going on with the
No, he clearly
game.
Did not know ball. He was not a ball knower. Unlike me. Oh!
What? Why do so many balls?
So
I
those
always
that are
have
just,
these.
So for those that are listening right now, Shane is pulling small basketballs out from under the table and just shooting them across
into
the
nowhere.
Into nowhere.
Yeah, dude. And it's friggin' sick, man.
That's crazy.
But every time you do that, you have to say the line.
Boom goes the dynamite.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if that guy was like he was like doing the play-by-play of JFK in Dallas? And then his teleprompter
went. I'm not going to say a president's
name. I cannot be surprised that you brought that up.
I'm not going to say a president's name.
I cannot be surprised.
What I will ask.
What?
Is what exactly was Tom Sandoval wearing when the bugs landed on him?
Oh, come
That's
on.
One of your...
You made one of your words... Hold
was
on. You made one of your words that...
Wearing.
You would.
Are you referring to the Scottish... Dress?
No.
Okay. Oh.
What?
You are.
No.
Well, we know it's a piece of clothing. I'm not going to say any clothing anymore.
What? You almost freaking said it, and I was like, oh, no, I chose one word that would only fit in one scenario. That's kind of all my words.
You're so far behind because Shane said my word like six times in a row.
Oh, what was it? Dynamite, balls, boys.
Come on, man. But that's insane.
Guys,
there's an element of luck here.
Get your ass. It wasn't luck. I walked you right into that trap.
Oh, he said something. He
walked
said
you like a fucking dog.
Damn. You got owned. Boom goes the dynamite, baby.
You probably just said it now, too.
Dynamite, dynamite, dynamite. It's not that. Is it?
He's not going to say.
I don't want him back. Damn it. I'm not going to win at all. Secret words
Selena,
is hard.
This you get was a all good, Selena? Okay. Cool.
This was a really good creative. This is a really,
it's really fun.
Solid idea.
It's
We've
really,
got
really
some good
fun.
Ideas we're doing. Mm-hmm. I still want to do, but the one I'm most excited about is the Psalm. Psalm Yay.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to do that soon.
We bring a...
No, we song. Go to Napa.
Yeah.
Oh, we bring this whole thing to Napa?
So we bring this whole table.
Yeah, we bring this up to Napa.
And we bring everyone in this room. We go on
everyone
a
in this room.
Train.
Should be maybe us, Angela. We need people who are experts.
Let's compromise. We could just go like there's closer wine country.
No.
There's closer wine country. No. Napa's overrated, y'all.
We'll go to, no, I agree. So we'll go to like Anderson Valley, farther up.
We'll go.
Do you know
where,
just every single place?
Yeah. Well, we could go to Los Olivos.
I think that's one. It's like wherever. It's like close to where James Dean died.
Paso Robles.
Yeah, Paso Robles. Paso Robles.
Paso Robles.
I think it'd be really awesome. I'm not a big. I don't really like wine, but I'd like to give it a shot and understand more.
We'll go.
Yeah.
We'll go to Los Olivos or Paso Robles.
Do you think? How well do you think you'd do on the Psalm test?
Oh, much better than the rest of us, for sure.
I think
sure.
I would do pretty good.
Do you think you could beat Angela?
Yes.
Really?
100%.
Really?
I think I like order sometimes different things. Like I try out different things.
You think you could decipher the
I think I could beat Angela.
Because obviously, like, I could decipher the difference between a white and a red, but like, sure. Can you, when you boil it down further?
There's so many different whites and... oranges and rosés and reds and chilled reds, and they're from so many different regions. Like, we can't just say red or white.
Could you just know a region? Could you know a region? Like,
could you
where
taste a wine and know where it's from?
That would be really hard. I could try. Like, I feel like I would know the difference between a Bordeaux French wine and like a Chile.
Mm.
Like a South America.
Are you a super taster?
What's a super taster?
Like someone who just really tastes stuff super.
Like
I super
like,
taste
I think
it.
Some people, I think some
I'm
people.
I'm super
they,
tasting
they have
wine
like
a lot.
More like they could sense like taste.
I don't know. I mean, my mom and dad loved wine and wine tasting and stuff.
I'll be honest. I thought there was like
so I learned a lot.
I thought there was only three types of red wine.
Sure.
No.
There's like three.
No.
I mean, that's. That I know that's not true, but I can see how you could.
What did you think the three types were?
Because if you go to Olive Garden, there's three types. There's probably three.
There's
types.
A Malbec, there's a Cab,
mm-hmm.
Nice,
and there's a Chianti.
Oh, okay, yeah,
those are the three.
Chianti. What about a Pinot Noir? You know.
What about a Syrah?
What's that?
Syrah is my favorite. You've tried Syrah. I've ordered you Syrah.
Okay.
I've been like, try this.
It's like
because he has a. What do you say you have?
Grave mouth.
Yeah, he has grave mouth.
It's
and
a
I feel
stronger,
like Syrah.
Yeah, it's like a bolder, stronger.
It's the boldest. It's very.
Have it with
driest.
Meat. You have it with red meat.
It's the driest.
It's dry, but it's like, to me, it's like spiced. It's like blackberry and like cherry and leather. Lots of like leather, tobacco.
Mm. Okay.
I love Syrah. But it's not like you can just have it all the time. You shouldn't have it before a meal.
Not like a cab. I can have a cab all the time.
Wow.
Take a cab.
Someone just fell out of their seat. Someone fell out of their
Alex
seat,
Cena died.
Hit their head, and crawled out of this room.
I would really love to see, though, if you and Angela, who would win?
Yeah, me too. I think it would just be really fun, because then again... Because
you just get drunk.
Everyone's palate is different, so you might taste different things. Mm-hmm. But, like, my whole honeymoon was us wine tasting up in Northern California.
Really cool. Oh, fun.
Yeah, it was so fun.
Where in Northern California?
We did Sonoma for a little bit, but we mainly did, like, Anderson Valley, St. Helena. That area is so good. More inland.
Yeah.
Less crowded, less crazy. Like, of course, we, like, decided to go to Francis Ford Coppola's, and we were just like...
Yeah. That's, I feel like that would be, like, going to, like, the
Disneyland.
Like, the Starbucks, like, reserve or
no,
something.
No, it was like Disneyland.
Yeah, yeah.
When you went in, you were like, oh, my God, this is Disneyland.
Can you imagine, like, do you think Yellowtail has, like, a winery that you would go to?
I think so.
What?
That's crazy.
Yellowtail.
What's that?
It's Australian.
It's just like a very like basic. It's like a very cheap one.
Yeah.
Barefoot.
It's crazy. I'm listening to this thing on Wondery about the craze of White Zinfandel.
Oh.
Like the craze Behringer made white or Sutterholm started White Zinfandel by mistake. It was actually by mistake, and it made Sutterholm blow up. And then there was a huge like White Zinfandel.
Crazy.
Thing that happened where people are like, oh my God, a white Zin. And then it was in a bunch of movies. And
was it in Sideways?
No, but apparently they ruined Merlot in Sideways. Anyways. But there's like a whole murder behind it. I'm only on episode one.
That's so sick as hell.
It's called Bloodvines on
Damn.
Wondery.
Clever.
Shout out to Wondery, my favorite.
Okay.
Anyways, wine is awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. We shall go.
Okay.
Do you want to come?
No.
Sounds like you don't want me to come.
I didn't say that.
You asked that like when like one friend is like walking towards a group of friends and they walked in on them talking about like a sleepover and they're like,
what?
You want to come?
Can you imagine me and Angela are just talking about sleepovers or whatever and you're like, never mind.
Leave it.
Can I come to a sleepover?
He'd come. He'd just play Civ in the other room.
Yeah. I'll just
don't
play
even
Civ.
Talk about Civ.
What? What do you mean?
My husband just told me that he's like near retiring Civ. He's gonna become immortal or some shit.
He's gonna become immortal?
Yeah.
Oh, he's doing the immortal difficulty?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Whoa, do you do that?
No, I find that Emperor is the difficulty that I like to play in.
I couldn't get into Civ.
He's reaching immortal level.
Is he playing Civ 7 or is he playing Civ 6? Because Civ 7 just came out.
Oh, I think he's playing the newest one.
Okay.
But I'm excited for retirement. You know, I think it'll be good for us.
He's like, I'm done. I'm retiring from running civilizations.
Literally, he was like, when I become immortal, I will retire. And I was like, that's awesome.
Oh, okay.
How many hours does he play?
I don't even want to get into it.
No, I feel
that. I don't.
That.
I'll talk to my therapist about it.
I know your pain. Because, yeah, I have it on Switch. I had Civ 6 on Switch and Xbox, and on Switch alone, I put in over 400 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rookie numbers.
Yeah, I was going to say. Not immortal level.
Not immortal level, no.
That's awesome.
No. I'm like, Civ. How's Civ doing? Civ is another person in our life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, it's part of the marriage.
It's okay.
Yeah.
We've talked through it. Anyways.
I didn't know that Civ was such a sticking
Civ
point.
Civ and Dota.
Here. Yeah.
Dota's not as bad, but Civ. Here's the thing, it looks like a fucking awesome game.
It's apparently incredible.
Yeah.
One of the best games of all time.
Taking my husband away.
But I hear Civ 7 sucks.
Really?
The UI is really bad.
Is he playing Civ 7?
I think he's playing 6.
I think he's probably playing 6. Civ 7 just came out, and it's not complete. It'll get better. I think it'll get better, but the UI is atrocious. It's really bad.
Can I try one more thing, you guys?
Yeah.
Can I try one more thing?
Yeah.
What did you eat this past weekend?
Jesus Christ, what did you put on there?
No, just stop.
What did I eat?
Amanda's words were like bowler cap, oysters.
I had a delicious
I think it's oysters.
No, it's not. What did you eat this weekend?
I had a delicious half chicken with lemony potatoes.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
I had a really tasty salad that had tomatoes.
What did you eat on Valentine's Day?
Oh, I had probably one of the worst prefix menus of my life.
What was on it?
Brutal.
It was like, it was just bad. It was just bad.
You're just like, please.
It was like this. One of the courses was this abarico pork over like a blue corn grits.
Okay.
It was disgusting.
What was like the second course? Like?
The other one was like, it was like the squid ink tostada. It was bad. It was bad.
This sucks.
Do we want to call it? Do you want to keep going?
I guess we should call it.
We should call it.
I guess we should call it.
Quit while I'm ahead.
All right. Let's call it. The game is over, but do you want to try to guess each other's words?
Sure.
Really quick? We'll try to guess yours.
Okay.
So one of yours was kilt.
Nope.
Oh. Bowler cap?
Top hat.
Top hat!
I'm pretty sure he was wearing a top hat.
I think he might have been wearing a top hat.
No, I think...
I thought it was a bowler cap, but it might have been a top hat.
Oh, I should have written bowler cap.
No, I think you're right. It was either him or it was...
It was someone wearing a top hat
because
one of them mentioned it. They're like, oh my God, and his little hat and whatever.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
But again, worst word.
Top hat's not bad. You should have brought up gentleman.
I was going to. And then
you said werewolf, and then you said, oh, the gentleman and traitors.
Life happened.
I know. It's tough.
Hard.
You had a food in there. Was it like salad?
Ceviche.
Ceviche was one of your words?
You know what's crazy? I did have ceviche.
I know.
I did have ceviche. Yeah.
I know.
Well, no, I went to a ceviche place, but then they didn't really serve any ceviche.
Okay.
You're right, because I told you about that.
I know. That's why I wrote it specifically for this moment, which was I cornered myself.
Yeah, I went to a ceviche place, but it was also a prefix, and they didn't really serve
any ceviche. He told me about
ceviche.
It, and I was like, oh, I'll just talk to Ian about what he ate.
I don't think I can guess any others.
Okay. You said it like 5 times. You never said it. You said something else.
What was it?
You said Edinburgh, but it's Scotland. Scotland was one of my words.
That's a good one.
Top hat. Sunrise.
Sunrise?
Oh, because you were trying to talk about the train.
Yeah.
And you're like, because we were talking about sunset.
Yeah.
But you're not going to see the sunrise come over because it's the wrong coast, honey.
No, I genuinely meant like Love is Blind. Like I was going to like be like, oh, do you think that they started?
We were talking about beaches
sunrise.
And stuff at several points. Oh, that's brutal.
I tried.
I know.
This one you guys would never guess, but Selena and I came up with it together. Maybe I just did. Slippery Slope.
Slippery Slope.
Slippery Slope.
You know, a good one. One that's not going to be said a lot, though.
Yeah.
Why?
And I was like, I've never heard them say out of pocket. And you guys never say slippery slope. No. I do.
Yeah.
Because it's fun.
It is
not
fun.
Not often.
I feel like y'all can guess most of mine.
No, okay. I messed up.
Was it Jeff Probst?
Jeff Probst was one.
Damn, we're so screwed.
I hate you. I said it 100 times.
You're so screwed.
I said it 100 times. Was it Tribal Council?
No.
Survivor? Survivor?
No.
Oh, Tom Sandoval.
Y'all are so fucked. Okay.
Tom Sandoval?
Was it Tom Vanderpump?
No.
Was it Vanderpump?
No.
Was it Lisa?
Oh, see, I thought you had a Vanderpump on yours.
No, I didn't.
Was it Housewife?
No. Should I just tell you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I can't believe I gave you the fucking layup on this one so many times. Dynamite.
Like, how did we end up? You perfectly brought up that clip, and of course I'm going to talk about it.
Whoop.
I had basketballs here.
Did you know that he was going to have basketballs?
No, I didn't know he was going to have basketballs.
It literally was so sad. You literally had the assist.
Oh, sports term.
Devastating.
You tried to avoid saying this, but you still said it. George Bush.
I said George Bush Sr.
No.
You just said George Bush.
I just wrote George Bush.
That's why I didn't say a president name.
Fine.
You shouldn't have said a president name.
I know.
This one, I somehow we never said this, and I'm surprised. I tried to bait you into it. Meme.
Wow, you did.
You did.
When I go, we should talk about
and I was like,
video
no.
games, and you said, we talk about memes.
And I said, no. And I would have said, I barely know memes.
All right, damn. And then this last one. I mean, I feel like I already won the game like 5 minutes
in. Yeah, you won.
Yeah, you did.
Island.
No.
Oh, so easy.
Island.
We said island 100 times.
Yeah, you
so
did.
Good. All right. You
okay,
guess?
His words
baited
were
you
good.
With that Temptation Island.
His words were good.
I'm surprised we actually didn't really talk about Love Island that much. That's what I originally wrote Island for.
Okay.
Wait, can we guess?
Yeah, guess mine.
Did we say any of them?
Yes.
I had
a good late game. I had a bad early game.
Okay, good late game.
I don't know if any of my words were said in the first 30 minutes.
Wow.
I don't think a single word was said in
Edinburgh.
It's not Edinburgh.
Because you said that a lot, and I was like, God damn you, it's Scotland.
I have no guesses.
Yeah. Hmm. I thought these would come up, and they didn't.
Faithful?
No. No, mine, I should have done more around reality.
Oh, wine.
Wine is one of them.
Ooh.
Now, here's what sucks. Here's what sucks.
Who am I?
I was going to get extra points. We agreed I would get extra points if Cabernet Sauvignon was said. But you said every wine. And I was sitting there, and I was like, it should be a specific wine. And I was like, Zinfandel or something. And then Cabernet Sauvignon. And then you said Zinfandel, Merlot. You said all these other friggin' kinds. Except for Cabernet Sauvignon.
Because it's not my favorite.
I get that now.
It's basic.
Damn!
And if you knew wine, you would know that was
damn.
Basic.
So wine, I had minivan, which
I
tried to bring it up. I tried to...
And I would have talked about it happily.
I know, but you didn't.
I didn't.
We never mentioned his name, Anthony.
Oh.
And I was hoping it would come up,
That's
but it didn't.
That's so bizarre.
Douchebag.
And I did hear that word.
And
you said.
I said it because I tried to just like get it out there.
And I was like, God, that's such a good word. That's like my favorite word to say.
Well, apparently not for this past hour.
Whoa.
Yeah, because I got a weird reaction when you said douchebag.
And I was like, oh, that's such a good word.
Like,
oh, I think I kind of was like,
I played that badly.
Because he never says it.
I was going to be absolutely losing, getting 0 points. But this last word came in clutch at the end, which was sieve.
No!
I was like, yeah, Civ 6 or Civ 7?
I knew if I had Civ that Ian, if I just made it happen.
And now
but
me.
But you said it the most.
Yeah, because I just talked about it last night. H was like, I'm going to retire. So I was like, what?
I might have gotten second place only because
Fart.
Of Civ. But
and how I probably got last place.
Points. All right, Selena. Let us know.
Amanda got 3.
And that's only because Ian said Scotland 3 times.
3 points.
Shane
21
got 20.
Points.
Oh, my. Wait.
You guys were saying Civ like this and that.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. And Ian, you're going to have like 50 points.
I don't think so.
33 points.
Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah.
I had 3, and Shane had 21, and Ian had 33.
Shane, can you explain the basketballs?
This is there.
No.
All right, he's shooting another one.
Dynamite. Boom, boom.
Boom goes
boom,
the dynamite.
Goes the dynamite.
You can't see, but off camera, there is a hoop, and I've made every single one of those shots.
No, there isn't.
Guys, thank you for watching. Thank you for playing along. Ian, congrats.
Always a blast, Ian. You won Secret Words.
Thank you. I'm proud of myself.
Let us know if we should play this again and if I should choose better words.
Yeah.
All right.
Pitch some words down below.
Okay.
All right. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.